A dual-American Turkish citizen who left the United States as a teen with his brother to join the Islamic State terror group has been brought back to his hometown to face terror-related charges. Omer Kuzu appeared in a Texas courtroom Thursday, charged with conspiring to provide material support to IS, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Officials say that Kuzu, now 23, was captured along with about 400 IS fighters by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces near the village in March after fleeing with about 400 other IS fighters as a terror group self-declared caliphate in Syria ultimately collapsed. According to prosecutors, he was born and raised in Dallas, left the U.S. in October of 2014 with his brother, bound for Istanbul, Turkey. Several months later, they were smuggled into Syria. He says that he was then taken to Mosul, Iraq, for weapons training and pledged allegiance to the IS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. President Trump says the U.S. will apply a new tariff on China next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's another jump in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. The president says slow-moving negotiations will continue, but starting September 1st, the U.S. will hit China with a new 10% tariff on about $300 billion in goods. He announced the move on Twitter while criticizing Beijing for not making good on promises to stop fentanyl sales to the U.S. and to buy more farm goods. Stocks tumbled fast, with the Dow going from up nearly 300 to down nearly 200 soon after the tweets. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Dozens of people were killed Thursday in aerial attacks on a military parade in Yemeni city of Aden after at least 10 others were killed in a separate suicide bombing in another part of the city. Yemen's Iraq-aligned Houthi movement said it fired a medium-range ballistic missile and an armed drone. This is VOA News. North Korea on Friday fired on a